This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins are stumbling towards the finish line of this 14 games in 13 days stretch. They've dropped 3 in a row for the first time in a month, and they need a win today to avoid being swept in a series of 3 games or more for the first time since the first week of June. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. After a strong start to the 7-game road trip, the Twins have had some tough losses the last 3 days. Tonight, it's the series finale in San Diego against the best team in baseball since the All-Star break. Semien Woods-Richardson gets the call for the Twins. He's 4-3 with a 3.77 ERA on the season. Now, Sim defeated Texas Friday night when he allowed 2 runs on 3 hits in 5 innings. Rookie knuckleballer Matt Waldron goes for the Padres. He is 7-10 with a 4.29 ERA. Colorado roughed him up last weekend, 7 runs on 9 hits. The last time the Twins faced a knuckleballer, August 28th of 2016, R.A. Dickey, a one-time Twin, started that day for Toronto. He allowed 5 runs in 6 innings, did not factor into the decision as the Blue Jays won it 9-6. Unfortunately, the Twins have knuckled under to the Padres so far in this series. Let's rewind to the heartache from last night. David Peralta's 2-out RBI single off of Bailey Ober gave San Diego a 1-0 lead in the second. Now, with a man aboard in the fourth against Martin Perez, Ryan Jeffers cranked out his team-leading 20th homer to make it 2-1. Twins had a great chance in the fifth, bases loaded and no outs, but they settled for just 1 run as they ran into a costly out, one of 3 outs on the bases last night. Ober had retired 13 straight after the Peralta single, but Jake Cronenworth had a bloop double down the line in left field leading off the seventh. Then Manny Machado crushed an 0-1 cutter into the bullpens in left center, tied the game at 3. But the Twins bounced back in the eighth. Bases loaded with 1 out against lefty Tanner Scott. Christian Vasquez delivered a 2-run pinch hit single to left. Just like that, Twins back in front 5-3. But the wild ride was not finished. As in the home half of the inning, the Padres started with back-to-back 2-strike hits off of Steven Okert and then Jerkson Profar with the biggest swing of the game.
The Padres by a ton, and this ball is drilled deep into the left field corner. Long run back, and it's into the seats. Home run for Jurickson Profar, and it's 6-5 Padres.
Yeah, Profar's 20th of the season. Where would they be without him? He signed just a one-year, $1 million deal with the Padres in the offseason. San Diego tacked on one more. They won it 7-5. A tough one for the Twins to let get away. They are 70-56, tied with Kansas City for second in the Central, both 3.5 games back of Cleveland. Today, the Twins hope to avoid being swept by the Padres for the first time ever. For more on this series finale, we are at Petco Park, thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and I bring in Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor.
Well, hello to you, Gina. Hopefully I sound a little peppier than I did in that highlight. I did not sound so happy as that ball screamed over the wall in left field last night. It's a gorgeous day here in San Diego, an odd start time here today. Not a lot of fans. They've been a big part of this series so far with two teeming crowds of nearly 40,000 or just over 40,000. Will be a lot different environment for this one. And Simeon Woods Richardson gets the ball, Paul. He has had two really good starts in his last handful, and they've been against two really, really good teams, Cleveland and Philadelphia. The other starts, including his win last time out, he just hasn't looked as sharp. What are you looking for early from Simeon?
Well, you can look at the numbers when he pitches. You know, the velocity doesn't change a whole lot, but he's been down a little bit in his off outings over the past four or five starts. We'll see how he does in the first. He's going to need his off-speed pitches. He needs to be unpredictable in how he uses that slider and changeup. They got a really nice lineup, and hopefully he can put up some zeros early and the Twins can find a way to get on the board against the knuckleball.
Yeah, Paul, let's continue that conversation about the knuckleballer here in Matt Waldron, and not from a perspective of how that can be baffling for a hitter, but let's look at when the Twins get guys on base today. I want to talk about running against the guy on the hill that throws the knuckleball. It seems like a good opportunity, even though they had three outs on the base pass last night. Runners successful on 15 of 17 stolen base attempts this year with Waldron on the hill.
Well, that comes from the fact that a knuckleball is just a little bit harder to handle for a catcher. You can't really pop out of there because you have to stay with the movement. Not sure about his pop times as far as his delivery, whether he uses a slide step or a higher leg kick. But I'm sure the Twins will look to take advantage, especially when he gets ahead in the count and that knuckleball becomes a higher guaranteed pitch.
Gino, it's the final day of this road trip. It's been seven games. It feels like it's been about 2 months because every single game has been an absolute meat grinder. Team is 3-3. Here's how close it's been. The Twins have scored 25 runs on this road trip. They've given up 25 runs on this road trip. It'd be nice to see a little separation to the positive side of things here tonight.
Yeah, Chris, before you go, I understand why you maybe were a little dejected after that home run last night. Those numbers that you just threw out there, and you're talking, you're right. I mean, this stretch, it has felt a lot longer than just 13 games in 12 days so far. So I'll forgive you on the highlight, all right?
All right, I'll try to be a little happier tonight.
Be peppy, all right? Be peppy. All right, thank you, guys. That is Chris Atterbury, Paul Molitor joining me from Petco Park, where the Twins and Padres are going to get set for the series finale. Today, by the way, Christian Vasquez, who had the big knock last night for the Twins, pinch hit coming off the bench in the top of the eighth inning, celebrating his 34th birthday. He's in the lineup. Maybe he can do something special here on his birthday. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Now, it has been a great atmosphere at Petco Park the last two nights, but a different story at different time today for this start of this game, 3:40 out on the West Coast. Does Rocco Baldelli think that the time of day when shadows can have an impact?
I think so. I wasn't measuring that out. It's not going to change that much from at least what I'm going to be doing to get ready for the game. But I do anticipate when you have a game that starts at one of these odd times that you are going to see some weird shadows on the field. You hope that it doesn't affect the game for most of the game. You kind of just hope that it's something that's going to be around for, you know, a couple innings, maybe a few innings at the most. But there's no way to know. And we don't play here very often. If the shadows are there, it's going to change the game. You know, it's going to change the way the hitters approach their at-bats and pitches they swing at and a lot of things.
Yeah, besides the potential issues the shadows may pose, the Twins tasked with solving a knuckleballer today. We just chatted about it a little bit. Rocco's going to weigh in on that and more next and later on. It was a short stay in Florida for the Twins' top pick in this year's draft, and then a storyline on the roulette wheel that is the top spot in the Twins' order. This series versus the Padres is brought to you by Hellman's Mayo. It's burger season, and it's time to take your burgers from ordinary to extraordinary with rich and creamy Hellman's mayonnaise, available at your local Cub. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.